Farming feeds the world, but it's also heating the planet, responsible for about 12% of global greenhouse gas emissions. Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service looks into how a small group of Kansans are trying to develop crops that could lessen agriculture's carbon footprint.
So this is the warm season greenhouse. This right here is all sorghum.
Inside a greenhouse at the Land Institute near Salina, Kansas, researchers try to create perennial grains that more closely mimic how a natural prairie works. That means instead of planting new seed every year, you can plant one time and get several years of harvests. Ebony Morrell is one of about 50 people working on the project.
What we're seeking to do with perennial agriculture, perennial grains agriculture specifically, is try to utilize the deep root systems that historically we found in prairie systems to actually save soil through reduction in erosion and rebuild it.
Plants are natural carbon scrubbers. They take carbon dioxide that's in the atmosphere and turn it into leaves and flowers and grain. But it's the roots that really matter. That's because the roots of a plant decompose and eventually become soil. In other words, carbon stored in the ground. So developing a plant that can provide nearly as much grain as an annual crop like wheat, but that also creates the root system of a native prairie grass, would lock more carbon into the ground.
I think it's the best opportunity we have to save the soils and still produce food.
That's greenhouse manager Tiffany Durr. She's been at the Land Institute for 17 years. Some of its projects attempt to domesticate wild perennial plants, but it's also working on making annual crops such as wheat and sorghum perennials, all through selective breeding. And it's a daunting task. The Land Institute has been experimenting with perennial grains since 1976, and as you might have noticed, farmers are still just planting regular wheat, corn, and sorghum. Durr says she's well aware of the skeptics.
Right. We're hippieville out here doing something. They don't know what.
Yeah.
That's how it was when I started. People didn't understand that this was real science going on. Big hope grounded in real science.
And some of that science is beginning to pay off. Kernza is a type of wheatgrass they've developed that can be used in similar ways to wheat for making bread or beer. Durr says the grain has finally gotten mainstream attention and major academic research partners. Even a few commercial farmers are actually growing and using it.
Having Kernza out there as something that people can actually buy the flour for and use in their home, it's more tangible. And so it's not just a big idea, pie-in-the-sky idea. It's tangible, it's real, and there's a lot more excitement.
Kansas State University Professor Chuck Rice is a soil microbiologist. He says perennial crops could represent a big leap for the ability of farmers to improve their soil and sink more atmosphere-warming carbon dioxide back into the ground. But there are major challenges. Annual crops put their energy into this year's harvest. Perennials divert some of that to roots that last from one season to the next, and the next.
So the question is, and the challenge that Land Institute and others are trying to do, can you have a perennial system that would maintain the roots but yet produce seed? And so can you have your cake and eat it too?
If successful, the crops accomplish what they already know about better farming and conservation practices in one convenient package. Don't till up the ground, keep it covered with some plant growth between crops, and increase the diversity of what's planted. The key will be convincing farmers that they might make more money with smaller harvests by saving on planting and other costs that come with putting in a new crop every year. Ebony Morrell says no matter how long it takes, she's going to keep trying to figure it out.
This is, in my mind, a workable solution. And that's what motivates me to want to plant hundreds of plants in a greenhouse and try to do these crazy experiments that are so hard.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Salina.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.